She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Oh, don't you all wish you could fly away sometimes? My current guest in this half an hour has been sharing some of her experiences in a high-control religious group. Her name's Melissa Kay. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Melissa and I are colleagues at Civic Media. You can hear Melissa on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We've been talking about these high-control religious groups, a.k.a. cults. Melissa, you shared the 10 characteristics of such cults that were put together by a woman by the name of Daniela Mestinek. Oh, my goodness.
Mestinek.
Okay. Young, which you can find on YouTube. She is known as the Knitting Cult Lady. We will put her actual name so that you don't have to try to figure out how to spell it from my mispronunciation, and the link to her YouTube channel in our show notes for today. Five things of the 10 that popped out to the top that really I went, oh yes, that's mm-hmm. And I think there are some similarities with MAGA, were the charismatic leader, the transcendent mission, this idea that it's like good versus evil, which then bleeds into this other characteristic of us versus them, control of information sources, saying, you know, you really, this is all unreliable. You cannot read or look at any of this other alternative information. It's all lies. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, this concept of ends justifying means. So I wanted to come back to this, Melissa. Are you seeing, based on your experience, I mean, by your own account, and thank you for your bravery in sharing it, it is certainly unique. You grew up in a cult. You eventually were able to leave, gain some perspective. Do you see cult-like characteristics in the more extreme MAGA factions?
I do, and I'm not alone in saying that. There are many other people who are far more educated than me and a lot further along on their deconstruction from having, you know, being a cult survivor. And they say that, you know, it's that the fear-mongering, the othering, the only taking in that certain media. I mean, we know what media source they're taking in, and you can hear it. And even people who don't necessarily take in media, because this is something I hear pretty often. I don't watch any news. I don't pay attention to anything. But you hear the talking points. You hear them, but I'm like, okay, but you're repeating all of the buzzwords and all of the talking points that are coming from the MAGA group. And that just... But I do also want to give hope. You know, yes. I mean, it is possible to come out of this, and you need to have that breakthrough moment, that realizing that there's something not quite right. You know, if you can't ask questions, if you can't question your leadership, if there are barriers that stop you from wanting to, you know, do more or work more, or, you know, those are all things that should make you question.
Yeah, it's so interesting to have this discussion. And in my head, I've got this, the back and forth that I sometimes hear from listeners. Well, you're just a hyper partisan. You've got the liberal talking points. Maybe, okay, let's just take that, you know, at face value and assume the argument is true. That doesn't lead me to say you're an evil person and should be expelled from this country and have no voice and you need to be silenced or any of that. It's sort of the extremist reactions to differences of opinion. I don't believe that people generally are people operating in bad faith. I don't like approaching the world in terms of good and evil. I don't think it's a helpful way to approach political dialogues or religious ones for that matter, right? Like if we're taking a broader lens on all this. Mm-hmm. I
Absolutely.
Wanted to ask,
can
go
I just,
ahead, Melissa,
just tag on to that? With the push of the Christianity part of this and the MAGA movement and Christianity, I can tell you from having I I'm pretty sure that I have memorized more Bible verses than any of our politicians have ever read, like actually memorized. And I can tell you with some surety, they are not following the teachings of Jesus. They are not, because Jesus taught to love others, to take care of others, to take care of the sick, to feed the poor, to, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they look like or how dirty they are or what they've done. He forgave, you know, so many people for the things, the sins.
Right. It's that antitheticalness to the most fundamental idea of Christianity, the thing that separates it from all other major world religions, of which there's maybe three or four, depending on who you're talking to at the day, is the idea through complete humility and asking for forgiveness, you can become forgiven, and that you are called to act in that way towards all other people, regardless of background, race, creed, their particular religious beliefs, their sexual identity, right? All of those things. It's all of a sudden, whoop, the most important characteristics of Christianity, right out the window. It is truly a head scratcher for me. Melissa, we've just got a little bit of time left. I wondered, can you share just a little bit of insight into how your particularly unique life experiences help you and make you the broadcaster that you are at WFHR 97.5 FM and 1320 AM?
I do feel like my role in media is to be a bridge, to help people to understand that, you know, even when these things happen to you or you fall into a cult, it's not that hard. MLMs could be considered a cult, but yoga could be considered a cult. I mean, there's so many options of what could be called that. You have options. You don't have to be there. And I also feel like I'm helping and also working on finding my own voice, but also helping other women find their voice and be able to speak for themselves. And I do really honestly believe in civic media's message of local and bringing our communities together. And that's what we need. We need to come together. We need to build our communities. We need to focus local.
That woman is on fire. You can hear her voice. That is Melissa Kay on WFHR 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. We come back, we're going to continue this discussion about women in media, celebrating Women's History Month here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, with one of my favorite women in media, my very own senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Keep it locked. We dive right back in after these brief messages.